This is a dictation of an independent medical evaluation by Dr. Shelley J. Epstein, MD. Dictated on May 2nd, 2022, regarding Steve Glory, WCB number G2154470, date of injury 08-13-2018, SN number XXX-XX-6539, claim number 224038-9582, exam type workers' compensation IME, specialty psychiatry, exam location Smithtown, New York, date and time 05-02-22, 4:30 p.m., evaluator Shelley J. Epstein, MD. Stephen Glory arrived on time for his 4:30 p.m. appointment. This is a follow-up independent medical evaluation, as the patient was seen by me on 8/31/20, 1/19/21, 7/20/21, and 12/7/21. Mr. Glory is a 53-year-old male who resides alone. And who states that his girlfriend visits regularly. He's been disabled since 08/15/2018. He suffered an accident on 8/13/2018. He states this was while doing his job as a sheet metal worker. He apparently slipped at work and in the morning noticed pain in his head and some right ankle swelling. He was subsequently diagnosed with concussion syndrome as well as contusions. He then developed depression along with sleep and appetite difficulties. He started therapy treatment with Dr. Sute, S-U-T-E-E, capital T-E-C-H-A-R-A-T-A-N-A-P-R-A-S-E-R-T-P-H-D, on 9/6/2019. He continues to see him regularly, and office notes spanning from 10/7/21 through 3/24/22 were reviewed for this report. The patient also sees Christopher Burke, B-U-R-K-E, M-D, and visit notes reviewed span from 12/9/21 to 3/15/22. Dr. Burke is prescribing bupropion XL 300 milligrams in the morning, trazodone 200 to 300 milligrams at bedtime as needed, and Xanax 2 to 4 milligrams daily. He's also on cyclobenzaprine. He denies any alcohol intake. There were no changes in his family psychiatric history or family substance abuse history. New paragraph. At our last meeting, he reported that he underwent a sleep study several weeks prior. Patient reports that he was diagnosed with mild sleep apnea. He's waiting for an updated a CPAP machine due to supply chain issues. He anticipates it may not be ready till the end of this year or the start of next year. Medically, it's important to know that Mr. Glory underwent a right hip surgery on March 4th, 2022. He's attending physical therapy for that condition and is also awaiting a PT. For treatment of some of his other residual injuries. He said his hip tear needed some debridement, but he has had a good outcome regarding resolution of groin pain. He's still struggling with pain in his right knee. And says that he spends a lot of time dealing with bureaucratic issues regarding managing his medical care. For example, he states the anesthesia bill for his surgery was filed through Medicare and not workers' comp, and he spent many hours on the phone trying to rectify this. He reports that his girlfriend continues to be helpful and doesn't know how he would have managed without her following his last operation. Another modality that he's found very helpful is participating with V-small-x therapy recommended by his spine surgeon. He's found it to be a tool that helps his mood and cognition. He reports that his time with his therapist focuses on short-term goals and being quote-unquote clear-minded. He continues to work on talking about his medical problems rather than hiding them, which he feels helps him psychologically. He still hopes to explore weaning off psychiatric medication and seeing if he might be a candidate for medical marijuana. New paragraph. Some of the testing done that has been reviewed shows cognitive functions in the mildly impaired range. Depression in the mild range and anxiety found to be in the moderate range. Mental status exam. Mr. Glory was casually dressed with a fluent speech. Eager to tell a full picture. Good eye contact. Mood is, quote, up and down, unquote. Occasional hopelessness. Minimal helplessness. No suicidal or homicidal ideation. Difficulty falling asleep and middle insomnia 2 to 3 times a night. No auditory or visual hallucinations. No longer hearing sounds in the distance. Denies paranoia. Fair ADLs. Insight. Good judgment, fair, impulse control. Fairly good. Alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Impression. Mr. Glory continues to exhibit marked 70-75% improvement in his depression from its worst. It doesn't appear to have significantly improved since the last evaluation on 12-7-21. I believe at this point his depression would inhibit work at this time. I do not think he has reached maximum medical improvement. His degree of disability psychiatrically continues to be at 75%. The current medications of Wellbutrin, Xanax, and Trazodone are medically necessary and causally related to the incident of 08-13-2018. Treatment for his depression should include continuing monthly visits with Christopher Burke, MD, and continuing weekly or every other week psychology sessions with his treating psychologist. This depressive episode is causally related to the injury of 08-13-2018. New paragraph. The claimant did not bring any forms of his own. Medical records have been reviewed and listed. A factor impacting the recovery process is a continued orthopedic difficulties. The patient not be able to work full or light duty currently. The period of work disability supported by objective medical evidence. The medical treatment is reasonable, necessary, and causally related. I do not feel he has reached status quo ante, A-N-T-E, regarding a single episode of major depressive disorder. He has not reached maximum medical improvement. As stated above, he has marked 75% disability. I believe he should continue therapy every 2 weeks and monthly visits with Dr. Burke. For 6 more months, prescriptions taken were outlined. No opinions were discussed with the claimant. A new paragraph, I can be available for testimony on weekdays with advance notice. Shelley J. Epstein, M.D.